In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who hungered, Amen. Today is the 17th day of the blessed month of Missouri. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. On this day, St. James the soldier departed. He was born in Mangug district of Ipsu to God-fearing Christian parents. God gave them three daughters before they had the saint. They committed the daughters to a nunnery to be taught and brought up in the fear of God. They learned and read the Holy Bible and the church teachings. When their father asked them to return, they refused, for they preferred to stay in their nunnery, and they dedicated themselves as brides of Christ. Their parents sorrowed, but God consoled them by giving them this saint. They rejoiced in him. And when he was 6 years old, his father sent him to Ipsu to learn reading and writing. After he finished his education, his father put him in charge of his money and possessions. The father had an old man who shepherded his sheep. This old man was adorned with several virtues, and James took him as a role model. When the devil provoked persecution against the Christians, the old man handed over the sheep to the father of James and left to become a martyr. James asked his father if he could go to bid the shepherd farewell and then come back, and his father allowed him to do so. When James went with the shepherd, he found the governor in Upper Egypt torturing St. Justus, son of Emperor Numerius. The old man told James, "Look, oh my son, the person that you see being tortured is the son of an emperor who had forsaken the world and its vainglory and followed Christ. So what the poor like, so what the poor like us would do. Then be patient and do not be sorrowful because of your separation from your parents." They came before the governor and confessed the Lord Christ. The governor tortured them severely, then beheaded the old man. The governor tortured St. James severely by beating him with whips, and then he placed a piece of red hot iron on his chest. The saint lifted up his eyes and appealed for help to the Lord Christ, who saved him and healed him from his afflictions. Then they put him in a sack and cast him in the sea. But the angel of the Lord raised him up from the sea. Then the saint returned and stood before the governor, who sent him to the city of El Farma. There the governor tortured him by cutting his tongue, tearing out his eyes, torturing him on the wheel, and combing his flesh. Suriel, the angel of the Lord, came down and saved him. When the governor was tired of torturing him, he commanded James' head cut off, along with two other martyrs, whose names were Abraham and John, who were from Samanud. They all received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.